Almighty God, come now in the power of your Holy Spirit, anoint the preaching of your word, we pray. Lord, guide and guard me as your preacher from any error. Let me only speak the truth of your word. I pray for an anointing of power upon the proclamation of the gospel, Lord. Drive far from us all the snares of the enemy. Let your holy angels dwell with us in this place to preserve us in peace. And let your blessing be upon us as we hear the word of God expounded. Come, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Well, tonight we actually begin the celebration of the Feast of All Saints. It starts now at sundown, and it goes until sundown tomorrow evening. And this feast for us commemorates and rejoices in the heroes of the Christian faith. That's what All Saints is all about. But those heroes don't have to be on some special saints calendar. They don't have to have the sort of a Gothic script of their name inscribed on some plaque somewhere. No, these also, the saints that we rejoice in this evening, also include those unsung, faithful men and women whose lives bore witness to the Lord Jesus Christ and who, because of their encouragement and example, helped us to know and grow in Jesus. Folks like moms and dads and grandparents and Sunday school teachers and Christian friends and college ministers, the list goes on and on and on. And for us at Christ Church, this particular All Saints evening is a very momentous celebration. Tonight's vigil feast for us is a poignant blend of grief and of confidence and of joy, grief and confidence and of joy. It's an evening of new beginnings, and it's an evening of endings together. In this night, we have incredible joy because not only do we remember the saints, by water and the Holy Spirit, we join with God in the project of making new saints tonight in baptism. We have the joy of welcoming people into the covenant community of God through the sacrament of holy baptism. And what an amazing sense of completion and fulfillment and joy that as we come to the end of our time in this place, new life begins. Isn't that great? I mean, we have seen God's hand of providence over and over and over in this transition and move. It's the affirmation and the blessing of God upon what he's called us to do. He keeps affirming our steps and guiding us. Tonight, Doris, and by the way, I think we're just going to baptize by zip code from now on. But tonight, there were more that could have been baptized, but tonight, Doris and Jeremiah and Emmeline and Lilla and Adelaide and Luke and Lisette, what St. Paul says of us in Ephesians chapter 1, we heard read this evening, will become true of you. You will be sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. Through faith in Jesus Christ, by repentance of sin, by water and the Spirit, you receive the promise of the new birth and are guaranteed your inheritance to stand with all the saints around the throne of Jesus Christ. You get to be a part of the saints we talk about when we say all saints. And those candidates for baptism, I adjure you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to remember that this inheritance that you will receive comes with great opposition as well as with great joy. That's why when the cross of Jesus is marked with oil, the oil of chrism on your foreheads tonight, these words will be spoken over you by Father Benji. Listen to these words. Receive the sign of the cross as a token of your new life in Christ, in which you shall not be ashamed to confess the faith of Christ crucified. To fight bravely under his banner against the world, the flesh, and the devil, and to continue as his faithful soldier and servant to the end of your days. You are joining the church militant tonight. These are words that acknowledge the battle and the joy of following Jesus in the world. Listen again to what we heard in the gospel reading. Jesus said to those who would follow him. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for so their fathers did to the prophets. And when this happens, beloved, you need to remember that you are being included in the noble fellowship of the prophets and of all the saints who have come before you. Now, Lisette, you're over here in this sea of faces, I see you. Lisette, the faith that God gave you to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior has led to this moment tonight. Tonight in this sacrament of holy baptism, God is going to touch you in a profound way, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will be filled with the very life of Jesus Christ in a way that you never have before up to this moment. You will be fully adopted into the family of God. And for the very first time, you will come to taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the bread and wine of the Holy Communion. Praise God. And Doris and Jeremiah and Emmeline and Lilla and Adelaide and Luke, all the saving grace of God, all the power of Jesus' finished work in his cross and resurrection will be poured out on you tonight. And somebody might say, well, these children haven't done anything. That's right. That's how you get to be a Christian. You don't do anything. You receive a gift. They didn't do a thing. Yes, they just preached the gospel to you in their baptism. You'll be made covenant children. And with your parents and godparents, we look forward to the day that you publicly confess your faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And to all the candidates, Doris and Jeremiah, Emmeline, Lilla and Adelaide, Luke, Lisette, on this vigil of all saints, listen, we welcome you into the communion of saints. We welcome you into the communion of saints. Also at this vigil feast, we remember the loved ones that we have lost in the last year, as well as those we've lost in years gone by. We deeply feel the communion, the fellowship, the koinonia of those saints this evening. We say goodbye again tonight and acknowledge our grief, especially on this first All Saints vigil for many of us. We are confident that we are still, though, one family together. That's what this celebration is about. We're still one family together. Those of us who remain and are in the body are a part of the church militant. We are still combatants in the battle that rages right now between the living God and the rebellious powers. And those we remember tonight remain a part of our family as members of the church triumphant, who are just now beginning to experience the blessings of God that he has in store for them. We get a glimpse of their reward in Revelation 7. We heard it tonight, but let me read it again. Therefore, they are before... This is your loved one that maybe you are remembering this evening. We all have someone we remember. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. His presence. His presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. I love this. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd. The Lamb will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and listen, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Praise God. And as they surround God's throne tonight, we know that they are truly with us and we with them at the Lord's table, because this altar is the focus of our throne room worship of God while we remain the church militant here on earth. This night and this altar are what? They're thin places. You've heard that before. They are thin places where heaven and earth overlap, and the veil between our mundane reality and the inbreaking kingdom of God grows very thin. At this thin place, we gather with our friends and family who have gone to be with the Lord this past year and are now awaiting the resurrection with us, like Tom and David and May and Craig and June. And also, as we gather with those from our church family we have lost in the year, we also gather with those we've lost in the years leading up to this All Saints as well. And I wonder if you can help me remember some names together. I remember Ed Weaver and Eddie Mitchell, the Eds. They're so easily intermingled that I actually used the wrong surname in one of their funeral services. I will never live that down, especially now that I've reminded you about it. And then there's, of course, Dave Anderson, whose picture's up here, and Ron and Dot Hallahan and Dot Vandenberg. Who else are we remembering tonight? Joe. Yeah. Speak their name. They're here. Or we're with them as we gather around the throne together. Speak their name. Linda. Hill. James Linkus. You know, as we name those saints, we may feel heaven bending low. And I remember something that occurred very early in my ministry, and you may have heard me mention this before, but on March 26, in 1989, the pastor of Salter Path Methodist Church, he'd been the pastor there for 24 years. He died in the pulpit while he was preaching on the evening of Easter Sunday. His name was Foster Reynolds. And a friend of mine told me that there was a video of that service where Foster was preaching and where he passed in the pulpit, and we needed to see it. And so Lisa and I watched that tape. I'd love to know where that is now. I'd love to know where that video is. But Lisa and I watched that tape as the Reverend Foster Reynolds preached about Christ's victory over death and how we have the hope of the resurrection to look forward to. He began to speak of all the believers who had gone on to be with the Lord from that little church on the coast of Carteret County, North Carolina. And he began to name names, just like we just did, of those dear ones, like I think it was like Uncle Joe and Aunt Susie and Tom and Mary and Laura and Mr. Jim. He spoke a litany of names, and everyone in that congregation was nodding their heads as he was telling their names. And then he said, I feel like they are here with us this Easter Sunday. I feel like they are right here with us this Easter Sunday. And then he called out, he said, I feel heaven bending so low. And at that very moment, he fell backward from the pulpit. You couldn't see it from the camera angle, but those who were in the choir behind him, like Faye Barnett, said that Reverend Reynolds did not hit the ground hard. Those in the choir and in the chancel area said that someone unseen, held that pastor and laid him down gently on the floor behind the pulpit. His wife, Bernice, said he went down like a feather. What a way to go. I feel heaven bending so low. Well, it bent low for him to come and get him. It came to get him. On All Saints, we feel heaven bending so low. We don't just have to say we believe in the communion of saints, but wondrously and mysteriously in this service, and especially when we come to the Lord's Supper this evening, we experience the communion of saints. Indeed, we think about the saints who have gathered around this altar in this little church building with us for the last 14 years. We've marked countless milestones of the Christian life together in this place, haven't we? The babies and the children and the adults who are baptized here, and babies, oh my goodness gracious. It has rained babies since we got in this building. What a beautiful thing. If you don't know this, but back when we were a launch team together, Lisa and I were actually, except for Tom and Sarah Jane Bose, we were the youngest family in the church. And now that was a long time ago, y'all, so it's not that difficult to believe, okay? And anyway, we prayed out loud for, Lord, send us young people and send us babies and children. And boy, did he ever answer. At one point, it was like people were afraid, if they were of childbearing years, to drink out of the communion cup. Because that might be the vector. Think about the loved ones we have said goodbye to in this place. The weddings we have celebrated, there have been several. And the marriage vows that we have renewed right here. The churches that have been planted out of this little church building. Think about the young men who began their journey as curates and who became priests in this place. And indeed, one of those is our rector. He was already priest when he got here, but he's our rector. Christ Church, listen. Like the saints we remember tonight who finished well, Christ Church, you have finished well in this place. And though this is the last time we will gather at the Lord's table in this place, this altar is going to come with us and the circle will be unbroken. We remain one family with those who have gone before. And when we gather together again in our new home this Sunday morning, that too will be a thin place where we will join with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven to praise our living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.